5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The latest jobs report showing 272,000 jobs added in May, beating expectations. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
We were expecting this report to confirm what we thought was happening in the job market, that there was this steady slowdown. Instead, it smashed estimates, defying expectations, adding more than 80,000 jobs than expected.
Healthcare, government and leisure and hospitality seeing the biggest gains. Following D-Day commemorations, President Biden is in Paris for a state visit and meetings tomorrow with French President Emmanuel Macron, both leaders warning about threats to democracy today. Earlier, the president met with Ukraine's President Zelensky, announcing a new $225 million U.S. security package to defend against Russian attacks. The floating humanitarian pier off the coast of Gaza, damaged by rough seas, has been repaired. U.S. Central Command says aid shipments should resume in the coming days. This is ABC News. And in NYPD officer now facing criminal charges after an altercation in New Jersey last month.
Hugh Tran, a 27-year-old NYPD officer with just 3 years on the job, facing charges he used his service weapon to open fire on a 30-year-old driver in southern New Jersey, leaving that driver wounded. Authorities believe the shooting last month resulted in a multi-vehicle crash that police originally responded to and found one of the drivers had been shot. A check of surveillance video in the area, phone records, and ballistic evidence placed Tran at the scene. He's charged with first-degree attempted murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A jury in Minnesota voted to convict five defendants for their roles in $40 million COVID fraud scheme to steal more than $40 million. That case brought into the national spotlight after an unknown person reportedly tried to bribe one of the jurors with $120,000. And a fond farewell tonight for Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak as he signs off after 41 years and 8,000 episodes. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would not be us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for clouds thickening tonight, and winds will be calm with a low of 54. Cloudy tomorrow with periods of light rain. It should dry up by mid-afternoon, high 73, and clear tomorrow night with patchy fog possible, low 51. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 2 miles per hour, and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 74 degrees. And this in from the Richland Electric Cooperative. They announced that they are experiencing an outage in the Five Points 171 to Rolling Grounds area due to a cable hit. Crews are currently working on the issue.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mold control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The head of Wisconsin's K-12 schools says lawmakers are dragging their heels on releasing literacy program funding. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has yet to release some $49 million earmarked pay for Wisconsin Act 20, which requires schools to update their programming on literacy. Democratic Governor Tony Evers used his line item veto to modify the law, removing strict requirements put in place by Republicans on how that money would be used. The legislature is currently suing Evers over that veto. Protesters were led out of the University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting on Thursday. About 12 pro-Palestinian protesters interrupted the Regents meeting at UW-Milwaukee, continuing their calls for the UW to cut ties with Israel over that country's continued attacks on Gaza. Police cited seven of them for disorderly conduct and escorted them from campus. Campus officials say they respect people's rights to protest, but that guidelines for the meeting meant no one was allowed to shout or hold signs. State Senator Brad Paff and State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein held a roundtable in La Crosse to discuss reproductive health care. Paff advocated for a bill that passed the Senate 32-1 that would have extended postpartum health care for a year under Badger Care, but Republicans in the Assembly refused to take it to the floor. Paff also said he believed the state needs to pass legislation to make Roe v. Wade state law and to protect contraception, access, and services. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held a public hearing in Ashland this week on Enbridge's application to relocate a 12-mile segment of Line 5 and build a new 41-mile segment outside lands of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The proposal comes after a federal judge ruled in 2022 Enbridge had illegally trespassed on the tribe's northern Wisconsin reservation. The decision is now on appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals. Tribal leaders and environmental activists argue not building the line will protect the region's waters, while business groups maintain the project will provide employment and access to reliable energy. The decision to bottle feed or breastfeed is usually a personal decision. However, experts agree that breast milk is the healthier option for babies. New research at Marshfield Clinic Health System show that exclusive breastfeeding rates are drastically lower in the Asian Hmong population. These statistics are startling and warrant further discussion to identify the gaps in equitable care. Kaya Lohr is a Medical College of Wisconsin-Wausau medical student. She is leading the effort to interview Hmong women over 18 who have children or are currently pregnant to gain a better understanding of the factors influencing a Hmong woman's decision to breastfeed or bottle feed. Lohr said she is committed to women's health, health equity, and always seeking ways to enhance health care by delivering community-specific care. Local leaders in Wisconsin support tighter emission standards for vehicles in the U.S. starting in 2 years. Pamela Guthman is a member of the Chippewa County Board and a registered nurse.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
Guthman says cleaner cars are good for everyone.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. A Juneau County Sheriff's deputy was injured in a crash last weekend while responding to a call later determined to be a hoax. The sheriff's office received a call from a man claiming that he had killed his mother. the Juneau County Sheriff's Office, New Lisbon Police Department, and the State Patrol all raced to the scene to discover it was a case of swatting, which is a criminal harassment tactic of sending law enforcement and other emergency personnel to another person's address. Typically, this type of call will elicit a major tactical response from first responders. The injured deputy was treated and released. The swatting call remains under investigation. A West Salem man convicted of killing his wife in 2016 will not be getting a new trial. The State Court of Appeals Thursday rejected a claim from 54-year-old Todd Kendhammer that his initial defense attorneys did not argue the case correctly. Kendhammer contended at trial that his wife died after a piece of pipe that fell from a passing truck struck and killed her while they were driving. Prosecutors argued that he killed his wife and staged the accident. Kendhammer is serving 30 years in prison on the conviction. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, hosted by the Nelson family, will be held this Sunday at Huff Nelson's Farms near Ithaca. Breakfast organizer Annette Lewis thinks the location is great.
It's a wonderful location, and I'm so grateful that the Nelsons have consented to hosting again. They did 11 years ago. So this is awesome that we can come back here again.
Sponsors are a big part of helping the breakfast, run by supplying transportation, food, and more. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast has many sponsors this year.
We have a lot of good sponsors. Far as the buses this year, we have Jones Chevrolet is sponsoring a bus. We have Vance Pump Well Solutions are sponsoring a bus. We St. Joseph is doing half a bus, and WCCU is doing the other half of a bus. Compeer is doing the ice cream this year. Oakwood Fruit Farm always sponsors us applesauce because that's a close product to their heart. We also have many different people that the Nelsons do business with, and all the proceeds go right to the breakfast, buying all the dairy products, such as the cheese curds, the sliced cheeses. We get a donation of sliced cheese from Meissner's in Muscadet. Russian Locker slices all the cheese. We do over 12 cheese trays for the day. The cheese curds is over 200 pounds of cheese, Car Valley cheese curds. And then we also have Prairie Farms is donating all the cartons of milk that day, which is 2,000 chocolate and 1,000 white. We are getting gallons of white milk that we use to stir up and make that rich pancake batter from Quick Trip, along with the butter comes from Quick Trip too. So we try to keep purchasing most of the items within the county. All the dairy products are within the county.
Volunteers are another big part of helping the breakfast succeed, whether they are sports teams, clubs, or other organizations. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast relies on them all.
We've been very fortunate. We were up to Adam and Ann Durst. We were just talking about Adam, Louise, and Mick and Carly Hipshes up on that ridge, and it's been very fortunate, especially for me when I'm here and can find a lot of free volunteers in this area. Knowing the football team and feeding right. them helps, the track team and the National Honor Society is always looking, those kids are always looking for volunteer hours, and several of them have grown up helping.
The Nelson family looks forward to greeting you this Sunday. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held this Sunday from 7 to 1 at Huff Nelson's Farms, located on Huffman Lane near Ithaca. Parking is available at Ithaca School and Willow Valley Church with free busing to the farm. Cost of the breakfast is $5 per person, free for children 3 and under. Due to the drop in the water level, effective immediately, the no-wake order on Swan Lake in Columbia County has been lifted.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center, died last Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center. Charles J. Aber, 76 of Richland Center, died yesterday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 to 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died Saturday at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, June 15th, at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, June 15th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 15th from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary service will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died Monday after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday, June 30th at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday, June 30th from 11 to 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sydney Kreider and Triton Clary had a daughter, River Adair.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we had a bright and breezy day today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds are now thickening, and those winds are finally calming. I know it's going to be hard to believe, but they'll actually be out of the west at 5 miles per hour tonight. Lows will fall to the mid-50s, and tomorrow we'll be waking up to cloudy skies and periods of light rain. These occasional showers should dry up by the late afternoon, so we will see some sunshine peeking out by sunset, and highs tomorrow in the low 70s. Clearing out overnight tomorrow night, patchy fog is possible early Sunday. However, it will burn off pretty quickly and give way to abundant sunshine and a beautiful day on the weekend. The only downfall is the breezy winds return, and high temperatures climb to the mid-70s. Hey, at least it's not a washout the entire weekend. And we actually start off next week dry. Monday, sunny, highs 72. We stay in the low 70s on Tuesday, too, with clouds increasing and chances of some showers and storms. Wednesday, the mugginess returns and high temperatures soar back to the low 80s. But with the warmer temperatures, of course, there is a price to pay. More rain is possible by Wednesday night. Lingering potentially into early Thursday morning, we will stay warm, we will get even more humid, and climb to the mid-80s. And yes, you guessed it, more showers and thunderstorms may fire up again by the evening. Tis the season, spring and summer, for that active weather. And as for drought conditions across the state, they're nearly non-existent. But I'm sure you could probably have already guessed that. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 74 degrees after a daytime high of 76 and a morning low of 55. Yesterday's high was 71 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1985 is 93 degrees with a record low of 37 set back in 1949. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 61. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:39. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the southwest at around 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.84, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees, and we received word from Richland Electric Cooperative on that outage that was in the Five Points 171 to Rolling Grounds area. That cable has been fixed and the power's back up, and they would like to thank all their customers for their patience during the repair. And as I said earlier, once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at home talent baseball action that can be heard tonight on the radio.
Tonight in home talent baseball, Middleton plays at Black Earth, Ashton at Reedsburg, and Plain at Cazenovia. Cazenovia general manager Nick Stittleberg talked to me this week about the tremendous fan support they get in Cazenovia.
I would say that most of the places I've gone, the only team that really rivals or probably beats us is Ashton, I would say, on a consistent basis. But we have our diehards, and then we have the guys that come to a couple games a year that come up and talk to us afterwards and tell us how much they really enjoy it and how we actually have all our pretty much all hometown guys playing for us.
So that means you better cook more brats for Friday night's game then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I said, that Thursday night game, we went through over 100 hot dogs and brats. so we're stocked up, though, for the coming games, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday here coming for us.
It'll be a hot time in the old town of Cazenovia tonight. We'll be on hand with a baseball game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Plain A's come in, and for manager Bob Jewell, they've played all right.
So far, we're being very competitive. We've on the Thursday night leagues, we've won our first contest against Dodgeville, lost our second contest against Reedsburg, and our first Sunday game we played last weekend, a very competitive game. Ended up losing 4-3 in 11 innings at Cross Plains.
It's a night league game tonight. Here are the contests beginning in the 7 o'clock hour. First pitch time is scheduled for 7:30 at Cazenovia at Memorial Ballpark. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
And WIAA State Softball Tournament action continues today at Goodman Diamond in Madison. And first of all, from last night, I wanted to pass along that Cuba City beat Auburndale by a score of 9-4. So Cuba City is one of the area teams that are in the tournament. And they will go on to tomorrow to play against Fall Creek, who beat Coleman by a score of 12-5 in or 12-0, I should say, in five innings. That game will be played, that championship game will be played tomorrow at 10:30. In Division 5 today, Pacelli beat Assumption by a score of 10-0. So they'll go on to play against Oakfield, who beat Thorpe yesterday by a score of 7-3. That game will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Also today, it was Laconia defeating Mishcot by a score of 3-2, and Prescott beat Broadhead 4-1. So tomorrow at 1, it will be Laconia against Prescott. In Division 2 today, it was Mosinee defeating Lake Mills by a score of 10-9. They'll go on to win the winner of the New Berlin Eisenhower and Waupun game, which is currently going on. And that game will be at 4 tomorrow. And then two games that are being played tonight in Division 1 is Kenosha Bradford against Watertown. And that's going to be played at 7. And Kakana versus Milton, and that'll be played at 9. And the winners of those games will go on to play tomorrow at 6:30. The Brewers will try to get their offense going again with a weekend visit to the Motor City. Despite some relatively good pitching, Milwaukee was swept at Philadelphia earlier this week. That's because the bats were quiet. The Phillies managed just 7 runs in 3 games, but that was still better than the 2 runs the Brewers produced. Manager Pat Murphy hasn't announced a starting pitcher for tonight, but rookie right-hander Tobias Myers, just brought up from AAA, will be pitching for Detroit. And you can hear the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch for that contest will be at 5:40. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
And it is the 5 o'clock hour, which means it's time for our Civic Media Scani Summer Text-to-Win Statewide Contest. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, and even, or I should say, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is lake. That's L-A-K-E, lake. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station on the Civic Media app, which is WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword lake for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is lake, L-A-K-E. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are lower Friday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on profit-taking and technical selling. They gave back the recent gains with spillover from soybean products and palm oil. China did buy 104,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans Friday morning, but has yet to purchase any new crop. July beans were down 20 and three quarters at 11.79 and a quarter. August was 16 and three quarters lower at 11.76 and three quarters. July bean meal was down $2.10 at $3.60.70. July soybean oil was 72 points lower at $43.63. Corn was down on profit-taking and technical selling. There are a lot of questions about just how many acres of corn will be planted this year, with the USDA's planted area totals out on the 28th. Most of the region should see hotter, drier weather by mid-month. July corn was down 3 1/4 at 448 and 3 quarters. September was 3 lower at 454 and 3 quarters. And wheat was lower, watching early U.S. winter wheat harvest results. Export demand remains slow, but could pick up steam due to the crop losses in the Black Sea region. July Chicago was 12 lower at 627.5. July Kansas City was down 12 1/4 at 665 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat on Friday was down 12 1/4 at 694.5. Live cattle were mixed, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business, and feeders were up on that lower move in corn. August live was down 30 at 177.17. October was up 2 at 179.67. August feeders were $2.07 higher at 254.92. September feeders are up 175 at 255.85. And hogs were mostly modestly higher on spread trade in the higher midday move for pork. July lean was up 52 at 93.50. The August contract did hold at 91.67. Brent Barnett has your full look at cash livestock after this.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Cattle Country had a few scattered deals reported in Nebraska Friday at 301, fully steady with weighted averages from the previous week. A light trade was reported on Thursday in Kansas and Texas at 185, a dollar lower week to week. Business was essentially done for the week, with some cleanup deals possible here and there. Beef cutouts closed higher with light to moderate box movement. Choice was up 54 cents at 316.75, select 31 cents higher at 301.14. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. Cash hogs closed steady to lower. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 25 cents with a base range of 81 to 89 and weighted average of 85.98. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison but a weighted average price of 85.68. Estimated hog slaughter was 466,000 head, down 17,000 on the week and up 16,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more, and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. The administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency in Illinois is reminding farmers to report their acres. Scott Halpin tells Brownfield the deadline is June 15th.
Reporting those acres and what got planted, you know, that further establishes your eligibility.
More news is next.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI mixed flow dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel. translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Former ambassador to Mexico says the country's president-elect has the potential to grow foreign direct investment to new levels. Earl Anthony Wayne tells Brownfield,
"The potential for Mexico is tremendous. They have grown the amount of foreign direct investment coming into Mexico, but they're far below their potential, as estimated by the Inter-American Development Bank and others."
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says movement on the Senate's version of the farm bill isn't likely to happen this month.
"We've got a couple no vote Mondays. We've got Juneteenth day off, and then we have the last week of June off. So I don't think there's enough days, even if there's an agreement made today."
And the Minnesota Board of Animal Health says the spread of H5N1 influenza A to lactating dairy cows might impact the ability to show cattle this summer at fairs. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Attention WRCO listeners, Father's Day is just around the corner, and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you when you hear this.
"Love my daddy, I love my daddy, I love my daddy, yes I do."
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes. The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th, during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes 4 Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and 2 rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the 7th caller when you hear,
"I love my daddy, I love my daddy."
Celebrate Father's Day the right way with WRCO Radio Father's Day Giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day.
Tailoring fertility programs with foliar nitrogen. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Helena. A crop specialist says a controlled release of a foliar fertilizer can provide weeks of steady nutrition to the crop. On this episode, an expert with Helena discusses the benefits of Coron Metra, a supplement to a grower's standard fertility program. More coming up on Brownfield.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI mixed flow dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Jim Talbert, product specialist with Helena, says there are a number of Coron Metra products.
Probably the most common one is Coron Metra 25B, which is a 25% nitrogen with a 0.5% boron. That particular product contains both immediate and controlled release nitrogen, as well as immediately available boron that goes right into the plant. It's foliar applied, gives us a very good uptake spectrum, and it contains our ENC formulation technology to go along with it.
Can you explain further that foliar application process for the listeners?
when we use Coron Metra, we're going to put it on top of growing plants. So we're going to have a foliar interception or a big enough plant, probably five leaf corn or bigger, in order to intercept the spray and get uptake into the plant. What hits the ground is still nitrogen, but it's not as efficient as if we get it on the leaf surface.
Talk more about some of the benefits of incorporating this into your fertility program.
Incorporating this into a fertility program benefits us in a lot of ways. One of which is spreading out your nutrient profile throughout the growing season of the crop. That gains us better nutrient use efficiency, applying multiple times over just one particular time. So you get better use efficiency out of your nutrient application. And Coron contains ammonium nitrogen, which is the form of nitrogen the plant uses. So once it takes it up, it's immediately available to the plant. It doesn't cause stress on the plant, having to convert nitrate to ammonium, and it gives that immediate boost to that plant.
At what points of the growing season, Jim, can this be utilized?
Both vegetative and reproductive. Vegetatively, we like to start around V5. We know at around V5, we're starting to switch from that corn is switching from building girth to building length of that ear. And that length is driven a lot by nitrogen. So we're putting that in, and that nitrogen gives us that little boost as far as building that ear at a time when we may be getting intermittent rain showers. We may be dry in some areas. We may be wet in some areas, and it gives us immediate nitrogen to that plant to help drive building the biggest possible ear we can.
Visit HelenaAgra.com to learn more. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Picture an early morning and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Boston Equipment in Boston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
And it's time again for our Civic Media Sconing Summer Text to Win statewide contest right here on WRCO. I'm going to give you that keyword again. First of all, this is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells pack, Milwaukee Brewer club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is lake, L-A-K-E. If you don't have the Civic Media app yet, be sure to download it in the Apple or Google stores. And once you get onto the app, find your station and use the text button to send the keyword lake for your chance to win this statewide contest. Again, the word is lake, L-A-K-E. Find your station, which is WRCO, on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Give up on me, sweet.
life. But with an empty bed and the words I said don't carry any weight. If I could take back yesterday, find a way to start it over, turn around, put that bottle down, and I pray it's not too late. Sweet Annie, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me, sweet Annie.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's June Dairy Month. Cows have 32 teeth, all of them on the bottom.
The average weight of a cow is 1,400 pounds. She eats 90 to 100 pounds of food and drinks about 35 gallons of water every day. Cows are really remarkable, and so is Wisconsin's dairy industry. It's time to honor our local dairy farm families during June Dairy Month with the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy.